Thank you. We're going to do the Bible reading, which several people are going to help with. So, and one of them is coming forward, isn't that? The other one is a surprise, what will I say? So, if you want to find it in your Bibles, it's Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17, and it's on page 967 of the New Testament part of the Bible. Everybody there? Anybody want any more time? Are you all right? Okay. So.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John.
But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented.
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks. Over to you.
Let's pray that God will speak to us through his word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. And we pray that you would speak to each of us this morning, that we would know more of your love for us and how to respond in our lives. Amen. Amen. So, although we're just a couple of weeks on from celebrating Christmas, and I have to say it feels like Christmas was a long time ago now, but it was only a couple of weeks ago. In our Bible reading this morning, Jesus is now 30 years old, so 30 years have passed between Jesus' birth and what we're hearing about in our reading this morning, as Jesus comes to John to be baptized. Now, those of you who've been here for a baptism service may have heard me describe baptism as being about joining God's family, or deciding to be a follower of Jesus, repenting and believing, trusting in Jesus. So why, then, did Jesus himself need to be baptized? If baptism is about joining God's family, being a follower of Jesus, repenting and believing, why did Jesus himself need to be baptized? Because Jesus is God's son. He's already in God's family. Jesus can't decide to follow Jesus because he is Jesus. He can't decide to live Jesus' way because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus can't repent and believe because he's perfect and sinless. What's going on here? Well, to help us think about this, I've got a couple of items here at the front. So I've got a mug and a coat, and we're going to use these to think about this Bible passage this morning. So I'm going to start with the mug. I'm just going to pop the coat down here just for a moment. So can everyone see the mug? Can you tell me if it's empty or full? I'll give you a clue. Yeah? We're all in agreement that the mug is empty. So if I want to use it as a mug, what do I need to do? Terry said fill it. I heard something else from somewhere else. Do I hear put a drink in it? Yep. So if I want to use it as a mug, I need to fill it up. I need to make a drink in it. I need to maybe make a cup of coffee in it. That's what gives the mug its identity. Okay, so that's the mug. I should really have got a little table at the front. Hang on, let me see if I can do that now. Oh, Rob's on the case. If you could pop it here, Rob, that'd be great. So I should have thought about this beforehand, so we can keep looking at the mug. Okay, so now the coat. I'm going to just pop, this is Rob's coat. Sorry, Rob, that I'm popping your coat on the floor. So if I said to this coat to move its arm, just down there like that, would it be able to do it? What do you think? I'm going to try. Look closely. Coat, move your arm. Anything? Okay. So I've said to the coat to move its arm, and it's not moved. So how could I make the arm on the coat move? Anyone got any thoughts? I heard put it on someone. What, did I hear something from over here? Put it on. Okay, so I'm wondering, Rob, if you'd be willing to put your own coat on. There we go. Thank you very much. So I'm going to try again. Coat, move your arm. Move both of them. Do a star jump. That wasn't in the script, sorry, Rob. So for the coat to be fulfilling its purpose, its identity, it needs to have life inside of it. What makes a coat is that you wear it and it keeps you warm. That's what makes it a coat, its function, its purpose. So hold on to those two illustrations, the mug and the coat. Maybe I'll get you to take it off and pop it on this table so that we can just remember what we were talking about. Thank you very much. And I can be sure it's not going to move its arm and start getting me now. When Jesus is baptized by John, Jesus' identity is revealed. Jesus is revealed as being the Messiah and God's servant. John recognizes that Jesus is the one greater than himself who he's been preparing the way for. One of our Advent candles, when we lit it just before Christmas, we were thinking about John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus, for one greater than himself. And when Jesus comes, John recognizes that this is the person he's been preparing the way for, the promised Messiah. And John's baptizing of Jesus reveals Jesus as the Messiah who has taken on the role of a servant. I don't know if you've ever thought about this before. John, the lesser one in our reading, is baptizing Jesus, the greater one. And that's kind of setting the pattern for Jesus' ministry. Then at the end of our reading, the Spirit of God, which this morning I can let you know was Alan, not actually the Spirit of God speaking to us, but we pray that the Spirit of God would speak to us this morning as we gather. So at the end of our reading, the Spirit of God confirms this identity. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So Jesus is God's Son, loved by him, bearing the family likeness, and God's servant, doing the Father's will, sharing in the family business. I think that's the best way to think about this. Jesus is God's Son, bearing the family likeness, and doing God's will, sharing in the family business. These words spoken by the voice from heaven, they appear twice in Matthew's gospel. Here at the baptism of Jesus, and later in chapter 17, during what's called the Transfiguration. God reveals himself directly at two defining moments in Jesus' life. So he reveals himself directly when Jesus is about to begin his public ministry, and he reveals himself directly when Jesus is about to begin the journey to the cross. So Jesus' life and indeed death are part of God's plan. So that's the first thing that I wanted us to think about this morning. In being baptized by John, Jesus' identity is revealed. And in being baptized, Jesus is setting an example for us. Jesus is showing us the way to life, how we can live out our God-given purpose, filled with the Spirit of God. Remember the mug and the coat? The mug, to be being a mug, needs to be full of a drink, and the coat, to be being a coat, needs to be being worn by someone. And so in being baptized, Jesus is showing us how we can be living out our God-given purpose, filled with the Spirit. How we can be both assured of our identity as beloved children of God and commissioned, sent out as beloved children of God by publicly saying, I'm in. At first, John tries to deter Jesus from being baptized by him. And Jesus' response is that it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. That was verse 15. In being baptized by John, Jesus reveals the way of righteousness and justice, the way to be right with God, which is the way of humility. Jesus' baptism is pointing to how he will humble himself even to the point of death, being obedient to death, either in death on a cross. We're told about that in Philippians chapter 2. If the teaching of John the Baptist is okay for Jesus, then it is okay for all of us. So Jesus is setting an example. John came preaching repentance, so we should indeed repent. Turn away from the wrong things we do and say and think and ask for God's forgiveness. And we've done that in our service this morning. Jesus humbled himself, so we should be ready to become less that he might become more. So in being baptized by John, Jesus sets an example for us, showing us God's way. So there are two thoughts this morning. In being baptized, Jesus' identity is revealed. And in being baptized, Jesus is setting an example for us. So the starting point for Jesus' ministry was knowing he was loved by God, knowing his God given identity. Being a follower of Jesus means everything starts with this: knowing you are loved by God, knowing your God-given identity. And from knowing your identity, you can then know your purpose. It's kind of the equivalent of making a drink in the mug or putting the coat on. When we know we are loved by God, when we inhabit our God-given identity, it gives us meaning and purpose. Life, as we are more fully the people we were made to be. The mug is more useful as a mug when it's being used as a mug. And the coat is more useful as a coat when it is being used as a coat. If you remember nothing else this morning, remember this. To quote one of the early church fathers, Augustine, you might have heard this quote before. He says, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." We have life when we're living out our God-given identity, our God-given purpose. And that starts by knowing we are loved by God. So the baptism of Jesus reminds us that the starting point of Jesus' ministry was his God-given identity, that he was loved by God the Father, and also that his ministry was the Father's ministry. And the same is exactly true for us. The starting point is that we are loved by God, and it's from knowing this and being rooted in this, that we are able to live Jesus' way, that filled by the Spirit, we're able to live out our God-given purpose. Thank you, Father, that you love us, that everything that we do starts with knowing we are loved by you. And thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit you go with us. So help us, Lord, to be secure in our identity as loved children of God, that we would live this identity out in our daily lives. For your glory's sake, amen.